Today Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Chav Zayin, the Masechtas Temura. Some of the topics we learn about include the statements that imply Temura, a transfer, and those that imply Chilul, redemption. The discussion of the statement Zutach Azu, which for Kachem Mizbech implies only Temura, and for Kachem B'degabayis implies only Chilul, and for Bali Mumin implies both Temura and Chilul. The case of Zum Chalelis Al Zu, B'mhoye Hekdash Ba'al Mum Yetzulachulun, B'tzorach Las Az Dam. If Kachem Mizbech had a blemish, the Kedush is redeemed onto the Chulun. And if the Hekdash animal was worth more than the non-Hekdash animal, the owner must pay Hekdash the difference. And the three approaches in the Machlig is whether Tzorach Las Az Damim Divrayim, or Tzorach Las Az Damim in Atayr, whether paying Hekdash, the difference is Midarais or only Midrabban. I know. If someone is overcharged or undercharged, there are three possible scenarios. Shtus, Mekach Kayim, Elamach Zoyno. If one overpaid or underpaid by a sixth, the transaction is binding, but the wronged party is entitled to compensation. Pachis Mezeh, Mechilahi. If the discrepancy is less than one-sixth, we assume they forgive the difference. Yesi Mezeh, Shnei Mechazun. If the discrepancy is greater than one-sixth, the transaction is not binding, and either party can renege on the agreement. And there's a machlik is whether these halachas apply to the chil of Hekdash. If one stated that this chulun animal should become the temur of a general oil of a chatas, without specifying which one, the temur is not effective.